Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. We're kicking off hour two. I'm Danielle Avari here at the VSiN Circus Studio at the South Point. Today we have Matt Eumanns and Aaron Rinning. Aaron, we missed you at the top of the last hour, so I have a lot of questions for you that we didn't get to that were mostly NBA related. Starting with Rookie of the Year, Emmanuel Quickley from the Knicks has the most games with 25 or more points among the rookies. That's four games. But on DraftKings right now, LaMelo Ball is the front runner at minus 500. Tyrese Halliburton at 6-1. James Wiseman 25-1, Anthony Edwards 10-1, Quickley is 50-1. Any thoughts on Rookie of the Year yet?
It seems like LaMelo Ball is going to be essentially a lock. You mentioned it minus 500, but since they thrust him into the starting lineup, and you know, certainly in watching him play, he's exciting. A very talented offensive player, has a good knack for the game. And yeah, where's the competition here? We see the New York Knicks trade for Derrick Rose. Which they're so backlogged at the guard position, they can't even play the guards that they have at this point. So if Quigley turns out to be a player, I mean, that's a big bonus here for the New York Knicks, obviously taking him towards the end of the first round. But, the only way Ball does not win it would be some sort of season-ending injury, I would assume at this point.
All right, let's move on to the Nets. Kevin Durant, today they said, still going to be out through the All-Star break. They don't play today. They play the Mavs tomorrow. They're on an eight-game win streak right now, 18-16 against the spread. How have they looked without KD? What do you think of this Nets team now?
I tell you what, there's no rush. As good as this Nets team is playing currently, Matt, and I don't know what it was. Was it, I guess I came on with you guys 10 days ago on a Monday, I said there's no way this Nets team could win the Eastern Conference. Boy, a lot can change since then. But, you know, the big thing was that, you know, this Nets team had to play some sort of defense. And they got routed a couple weeks ago by Detroit, seemed to want to turn things around. And you can see it clearly on the court. Last night, I was absolutely shocked how good Kyrie Irving was playing defense. One of the best defensive performances I've ever maybe seen him in an NBA uniform, even going back to the playoffs. But he was engaged, wanted to play defense. Some of the other lesser-known guys as well. You've seen Brown playing more. DeAndre Jordan, another guy since that Detroit game. The big thing, the Nets just gave away so many layups, so many easy baskets. He's been defending the rim and been a big part of the puzzle for them as well. So, this is a totally different team here the last couple of weeks, and they seem to be for real.
Matt, any thoughts?
I'm not totally buying into the Nets because I'm not sure they defend at a level that's going to bring a championship. Right now, they're the hot team. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, nobody wanted a piece of the Nets, mm-hmm. and now everybody's on the Nets bandwagon. I'm just kind of in the middle. They're really good, and there's a good chance they could come out of the Eastern Conference because they got so much talent. But I still think when you get into the playoffs, it's a different game. And there are games you have to win with defense, and I'm not sure Brooklyn can do that yet. But, again, the easiest way to look like a fool is to make a bunch of bold, definitive statements about the NBA.
I see your point that they do have the talent there to possibly make that happen mm-hmm. if we see the defense continue to improve. Something I wanted to look at with Aaron Rinning since we have him here, some NBA totals for tonight's action. Before I start, anything you are already on, Aaron?
From a totals perspective, I did play a couple earlier. I guess the main one was, and this mm-hmm. one's been going against me, I played Atlanta, Oklahoma City under the total. This okay. one opened, I think like 224. I saw it as high as 228.5. So the market going against me, but I've been able to ride Oklahoma City under. That was the main one, Danielle.
All right. Have you taken a look at any of the other games? What about Pacers at Celtics? Celtics 2.5-point favorite. Total was sitting around 219.5 last time I looked. Any read on this game for tonight?
No. ESPN game here tonight. I mean, you would expect kind of Boston spot here, but maybe that was the last game or the game before that. Sunday they had that overtime loss against New Orleans, last-second loss against Dallas, and a no-show against Atlanta. But again, you know, you hear rumors, perhaps tuning out Brad Stevens. It just hasn't been there. This is a season where you need depth. The Celtics just don't have the depth like they've had in seasons past here. So, again, this is a spot where you would expect the Celtics to show up. We'll see how it turns out for them tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, that total sitting around 219.5 if you want to keep an eye on it. We have a lot more NBA coming up to talk about. We're going to talk about the NFL. We, of course, have to get top plays. I think there's going to be a little bit of golf involved there and college hoops. So stick with us right here on My Guys in the Desert. Welcome back into the OddsTrader.com studio here at the South Point Sportsbook. Make sure you check out OddsTrader.com and download the free OddsTrader app right now so you can start winning with the up-to-the-second info you need. This is My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari here at the VSiN Circus Studio. We have Matt Eumanns and Aaron Rinning at the South Point. And no guests this hour. We don't need them because we got Matt Eumanns and Aaron Rinning, right?
That's right. We have Aaron Rinning for the full hour. So we're going to break down the entire NBA card. We've got top plays, got more NFL news, and obviously college hoops to talk about. We've got a couple of good games tonight and a full Saturday schedule. Go to Circa Sports on Twitter or just click on the Circa app. Hopefully you've got the phone app by now. All the Saturday college hoops openers are up there. And that Illinois-Wisconsin line is going to be moving. It opened Wisconsin -2, and that's on the way up because the Illini without Ayo Dosunmu, I think, are going to get beat by the Badgers in Madison tomorrow. But let's start in the NBA with the Pacers and Celtics tonight in Boston. And I saw a headline, is Brad Stevens' job in jeopardy? This is the first time since Brad Stevens has been in Boston that people have questioned his ability to get this thing turned around. And I saw this story on Nesson. When you're coaching a team playing as poorly as the Celtics right now, some time in the dentist chair doesn't sound that bad. This is a quote from Brad Stevens about the Celtics, who have lost 8 of their past 11 games. Quote, I was just telling my wife I had a root canal and my identity stolen last week, and I think those were two of my better days in the last 8 days. That was Celtics coach Brad Stevens. Things have really gone south for the Celtics. Can you explain why?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good 8 days if that's the positive here for Brad Stevens. Well, generally you get the coach gets pointed at first before the players, Matt, and generally the general manager. How long has Stevens been the head coach here for the Celtics?
This is his fifth year, right?
Yeah, he's been here for quite a while and certainly handpicked. It was a surprise. Remember when the Celtics did go to the college ranks and hire him from Butler, but – it's interesting because if you look at the Celtics as a whole, it was a team that never really went for it, Matt. You know, they were always kind of building for the future. And sometimes when you do that and you have all these assets, you maybe wait too long or you miss your window or whatever it is. And the Celtics are seemingly kind of on the cusp of that right now when you have essentially this super team being built in New York with the Brooklyn Nets. Right now. So I think you've kind of reached a crossroads here with the Celtics. Do they, again, give up some assets or try to make a pitch here and go for it? You have something to figure out here with what you're going to do with Kemba Walker, because certainly not valuable compared to contract. And you haven't been able to say that about the Celtics, where they're overpaying these guys or they've never really backed themselves into a corner to a certain degree. They've had to deal with some stuff. Tatum had to deal with COVID issues. Jaylen Brown, a guy who's actually played tremendous so far this year, but he's always been kind of a team chemistry guy, how it all fit together. And I don't know if you can make the proper evaluation with this team without Marcus Smart, because he, to me, is the heart and soul of this Boston team. So this is a team that's been to the playoffs. They've went to, I guess, the NBA final, or I'm sorry, the Eastern Conference final. So a lot's expected for this. So I don't know, as long as they get to the playoffs and they get there healthy, I think that's really the main point for the Celtics. And then I think you can judge them from what they do in the playoffs.
It's amazing how years fly by. I said fifth year and I started thinking, it's probably 6. I look up,
7.
This is Brad Stevens. 8th year.
He's been there for a while.
Boston. He started in 2013-14. I thought he started more around 15-16, but now it was 13-14, and the Celtics had that bad rebuilding year where they went 25-57. Then they were 40-42, and they've been about a 50-win team each season since then. But
they've been a positive against the spread team.
Right.
They've always seemed like they've surpassed. Not much was expected from the Celtics team last year, Matt, and they surprised. They were very good. So, like you say, this is the first time where You know, the fans are restless. What do you 15 and 17, whatever they are. But a lot of teams are struggling this year, Matt. It's just an odd year how it's all put together.
Now, I have to give Danny Ainge some credit because when he drafted Jaylen Brown, I was like, man, I don't like that pick.
Me and you were both on that.
You and I were at the same game, the Pac-12 tournament in Las Vegas, when Jaylen Brown for Cal shot 2-for-17 from the field, and he just jogged up and down the floor like he was overweight and he looked lazy. He was taking bad shots.
A lot of individual play.
Yeah, he turned into a heck of a player for the Celtics. So,
well, I mean, and then the bigger one with that is obviously the Jason Tatum deal.
Well, they killed the Sixers on the Jason Tatum deal, but Danny Ainge has not made all the right moves. He's blown some moves in the draft. I really thought in 2019. And JBT and I believe we were doing the NBA draft cast here at VSIN. I said, Danny Ainge has got to use some of his assets here. He's got to use some of these picks and trade up. And I at the time, was saying Tyler Hero would be the guy I thought the Celtics should target in that 2019 draft on the lottery. Heat had the 13th pick. Celtics had the 14th pick. And Ainge did not trade up. He sat there and he took Romeo Langford from Indiana, a guy who can't shoot from the three-point line.
And Tyler Hero, the difference Hero probably in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Right. So that's that was a mistake Danny Ainge made too. So he's not been flawless. He's made some other mistakes in the draft. But if he had moved up to get Tyler Hero before the Heat, things might have been a little bit different in the playoffs last season. And this team could have looked a little bit different now. But I agree with you. I've said the same thing. And I think that Marcus Smart's not going to be worth much to the point spread, but I think he's worth a ton to the Celtics. And the results you're going to see on a nightly basis, because I believe he's the heart of that team as well.
Absolutely. You know, from a defensive perspective, that's what you need. He's kind of the emotional leader for this team. And I'm not sure, you know, Jason Tatum really fits that. I know Jaylen Brown doesn't fit that role. Kemba Walker probably not as well. So he's definitely missed. I would say you're going to judge this team. Nothing's going to happen. Brad Stevens has got to be not going to be fired tomorrow or next week. You're going to judge this team in the playoffs.
Right. And he's not going to get fired no matter what happens in the playoffs. I don't think that. I don't think Brad Stevens is on the way out. If he is, Indiana Hoosiers better hire him in the blink of an eye.
Right.
Anyway, so tonight's game, Boston, a 2.5-point favorite, 219, 219
and
a half.
No
play
for
you in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Pacers at Celtics. Top of the rotation, your least favorite coach, Luke Walton. Now that Ryan Saunders is out in Minnesota, when is Luke Walton the next to go? Sacramento at Detroit and the Kings – laying 2 or 2.5, total of 227.5, 228.
It could be as soon as tonight, Matt. I mean, there's definitely rumors out there that this could be it for Luke Walton. Right now, 0-9 against the spread in their last 9 games, 6-1 over the total of their last 7. What's that tell you? The common denominator, this team has not played any defense. One of the worst defensive teams maybe on record. In the NBA, you know, they had that nice little spurt, Matt, and now they've come back to be absolutely trash here. I mean, it was funny. I mentioned I had a good night in the NBA last night. I think I had 7 plays, went 6-1. At the end of the night, I was like, why did I not bet the New York Knicks? Never in doubt against this bad Sacramento team. And it's not all on Luke Walton. This has been, you know, one of the worst organizations, if not the worst organization in the NBA going back years. I've bet against Sacramento. It seems like each in every season, is it just, you know, the front office to the coaching to even the players. And again, it's not all about Luke Walton. You look at the starting lineup here for the Kings. Marcus Bagley, Buddy Hield, Barnes, Fox here, the point guard, Holmes, you know, the common denominator. These guys are not defensive players. Sometimes I'll look at a roster and say, you know, these guys should be capable of playing some sort of defense. This Kings roster, definitely not. Matt, a lot is talked about in the draft a few years ago. You know, the Luka Doncic, Trae Young, how that went down. Mm-hmm. How about this? You have to remember, Bagley went 2nd in that draft. And you know, the Kings did draft Fox, 2 years before that in the NBA draft. But Bagley is not good. He is certainly a below-average player. I'm not sure if he's capable of turning it around. And the remarkable thing about this from a betting perspective, the Kings are taking the money, Matt. This one was Kings minus 1 on the overnights. Now bet up to a 1.5-point favorite. Not a lot of depth here for the Kings, a back-to-back situation. Halliburton, it does not sound like the rookie is not going to play in this game here tonight. I did bet this game over the total. Certainly at a better number than 227.5. In this one, it was as low as, I think, 224 this morning. Pistons, from a point guard perspective, DeLon Wright is out for them. That's a key big injury because you're talking about a couple of young point guards for them. Dennis Smith Jr., they get him in that trade with the New York Knicks. Never liked his game whatsoever. He's a starting point guard. So not exactly a great situation here for the Pistons, but how can you bet the Kings?
Kings allowed 77 points to the Knicks in the first half last night.
That was great. I had a big bet over the total, yeah. Matt. I enjoyed it. But the Kings have done that each and every game here. They have just essentially thrown it out most of the season here and said, you know, we're not going to play defense. We're going to get up and down the court. Whiteside is now out. The only guy that would really want to play some sort of defense. And I think I sent a quote to JVT, Jonathan Van Tobel, I think about a month ago or 5 weeks ago. When Hassan Whiteside is your voice of reason in that locker room, right. He said some sort of quote about how to play defense. You know, you have some issues.
That's a great point. Now, I was 50-50 on my draft analysis in that Bagley draft because I said Luka Doncic should go number one. I liked him as the top pick. But I also did like Bagley going into the draft. Okay. I blew that. He's been a bust so far. But I liked Doncic over Trae Young and obviously DeAndre Ayton for sure. I was really high on Luka Doncic, but I was wrong about Bagley. I thought he was going to be a better NBA player, and you're right. He's just another guy.
He's been in a bad situation. Yep. You go to the Sacramento Kings. You know, what if Luka Doncic was drafted by the Sacramento Kings? Mm-hmm. You don't exactly know sometimes how your career is going to go. He's been banged up. He's been hurt. He's missed a lot of action. But I watch him on a nightly basis, Matt. He misses a lot of easy shots. He's terrible on defense. He doesn't want to learn anything on some sort of pick and roll in what he does. Now, he has some flashiness to his game with dunks, et cetera, but definitely a below-average NBA player.
In that draft in 2018, DeAndre Ayton went number one to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Bagley two to the Kings. Mm-hmm. Doncic went number three to the Hawks, traded him to Dallas for Trae Young, who went fifth. Jaren Jackson, how about him, the fourth pick, went to Memphis?
Well, I think the argument could be made, you know, who would you rather have, Jaren Jackson or Trae Young at this point? You know, Jackson has been hurt. He's a player I like. Jackson can be a two-way player in the NBA. Depends kind of on his development. You would expect him to kind of develop. They're hoping to get him back after the All-Star game, but to me, potentially, he can be the best player on that Grizzlies team. That's including Ja Morant.
All right, let's get to at least a couple more games here before the break. Rockets leaking oil. They are catching 6.5 in Tampa Bay against the Toronto Raptors.
Toronto's got some issues here. This sounds like five guys on the coaching staff are going to be out. Siakam now is going to be out for this one game here tonight. This line was 8. 220 on the total with the news of Siakam that's going to miss this game. It was down to 5.5, 6 with the total down to 217.5. So a pretty big move on this game. And you don't know if other Raptors are maybe going to follow with the health and protocols issues right now going on inside this Raptors team. So I made a lot of money off this Rockets team after the trade of James Harden. I definitely have given some back, Matt. And I haven't really tried to. But I had this team still rated somewhat. I found the Rockets were in these, you know, I have situations that I deal with in the NBA going back a number of years. I thought they were in a lot of these favorable situations. It hasn't mattered. This team has been absolutely dreadful. You know, the Rockets have been this team that's wanted to shoot a lot of three-pointers. I've probably seen, but this is one of the worst shooting teams I've ever seen in the NBA. John Wall, et cetera, guys that just can't shoot, and then they're hoisting 30, 35 mm-hmm. three-pointers a game. Awful to watch right now for this Rockets team. Talk about most valuable player, Christian Wood. Boy, have they ever missed him. And John Wall and Oladipo have talked about it, Matt, where these guys are pick-and-roll type of point guards, and you don't have that big right now to kind of work in that NBA two-man game with the pick-and-roll. They've really missed him. They're hoping to get Wood back after the All-Star break. But I've lost a lot of money betting the Rockets, so maybe it's their due to cover here in this game. But really pathetic team right now.
Yeah, who would have thought Chris Wood, undrafted out of UNLV, was going to be the glue to the Rockets, most important player of the Houston Rockets in 20 21. The Raptors announced that assistant coach Sergio Scariolo will be the head coach for tonight's game. Nick Nurse and five assistants ruled out because of COVID-19 health and safety protocols.
Certainly about six other NBA teams, because I think Christian Wood has been a part of about six or seven NBA teams.
So the Tampa Bay Raptors got some issues with COVID-19 tonight. How about the Phoenix Suns, Chicago Bulls? Suns laying seven on the road, total of 226.
You know, I looked at playing the Phoenix Suns in this game, but I had to have five. You know, this game was 5.5 on the overnights. Matt, I don't know if you've noticed, but obviously the Suns are 20-11 against the spread. Bulls are not that bad either, 18-12 against the number. But the Suns seem like they take money every single game they get bet. So, you know, that's certainly one note to remember. If you're going to bet the Suns, you want to bet them early. And if you want to take the dog, or generally the dog, when you're going against this Phoenix Suns team. But I think this is a team that's generally bounced back. We saw them with the bad loss. They went out and got a nice lead against Charlotte the other night, but eventually gave that up. And with Chris Paul, Booker and company, you would expect that team to bounce back here. But, boy, I could not lay over any more than five in this one.
All right, a lot more to talk about. We're not even halfway through the NBA rotation. We'll do that. But next, up next here on My Guys in the Desert, top plays and golf updates. We've got a 200-1 shot that's live in Puerto Rico, and also going to update the WGC in Bradenton, Florida, and tell you who's the top of the leaderboard and who you might want to watch on Saturday and Sunday. Up next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back in. I'm Danielle Avari. Don't wait days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, get a $250 match bonus, the fastest payouts, and only one-time playthrough at BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Offer valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Illinois, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. Michigan, 1-800-270-7117. And in Virginia, 1-888-532-3500. Not valid in Iowa. Now back to My Guys in the Desert with Matt Eumanns and Aaron Renning.
Tuesday night, we're taping the Long Shots show, the number one rated golf betting show in the world. And Wes Reynolds, who I call the Cliff Clavin of sports handicappers. Mm-hmm. And that's a compliment, because Wes is an encyclopedia of information. He knows almost everything there is to know about every player on the European tour. It's amazing. He talks about Rafael Campos and how he's from Puerto Rico and he's played well in the Puerto Rico Open before. And he's a 200-1 odds. And the more he talked about it, I said, I think this is going to be worth the bet.
Yeah.
So I threw it in on the app at 200-1. He's only two strokes back after the second round, tied for third. Rafael Campos is right there in the hunt, 200-1. Let's go, Wes. Let's pick up a long shot winner in the Puerto Rico Open. There are a lot of guys at the top of the leaderboard who could win in the WGC Workday event in Bradenton, Florida. This is at the concession course, Jack Nicklaus design course. Brooks Koepka bogeyed the 18th today to take a one-stroke lead into the weekend. Koepka was at 25-1 before this tournament. He is at 11 under par. Colin Morikawa right there tied for second with Cameron Smith and Billy Horschel. Kind of surprised to see Billy Ho up there one-stroke back. Cameron Smith, I just bet it's 70-1 in the Masters. He's got a second and a fifth place finish at Augusta. At 70-1 is not going to last long. Matthew Fitzpatrick and Webb Simpson right there with Tony Finau. Top 10 Tony, two strokes back at Koepka. in a tie for fifth. Fitzpatrick, Simpson, and Finau. And also Fat Pat Reed, who hit in the water a couple times. I saw an alligator sizing up Fat Pat on the course today. I thought he might attack him from behind for lunch. Kevin Kisner, I've got a 125 to 1, is at 8 under and 3 strokes back. Justin Thomas has made a surge. He shot a 66 today. So he's in contention right there with guys like Jason Day, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy at 5 under. So it's going to be a lot of action on the weekend in this WGC Workday event. And it's typically the guy who takes the lead into Sunday is not the winner.
Right. Huge names there. I mean, anybody can win this. It's funny, you know, Morikawa played so poorly last week. You know, hot, moving up the leaderboard now.
64 today for the PGA champ, Colin Morikawa. Let's get to top plays. And by the way, if you get the VSiN email and if you sign up and you're a subscriber, you get all the plays that come in overnight. Bill 80 sends out the email in the morning with the play updates. Brad Powers, I was going to have him on the show today to talk FCS football, but he was booked on the Follow the Money show. So I said,
Watched a spot. Saw a spot this morning.
He had a rough first week in FCS college football. But
I think a lot of people did.
I mean, that was the thing
where the line moves just did not hold up. And this is, again, something new. This is, you know, something that many haven't bet on over the years. So you're just trying to go off numbers. And then you throw COVID involved with everything and guys sitting out. It's hard to get information. It's hard to get information on, you know, MAC teams, if you will, let alone these type of teams. So I did not get involved and pay that much attention. Don't really know anybody close to me that is, other than hearing the line moves did not fare well last week.
Now, a lot of guys I know bet it did not fare well. We did have Dave Kokin on the show last Friday, and Kokin recommended James Madison minus 41 and a half,
right,
and James Madison won 52 to nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, nice play by Smokin' Kokin. Brad Powers, I'll just give you his plays from the Follow the Money show this morning. Missouri State minus 5 over Murray State. So he's playing Missouri State there, laying the 5. And he's also on James Madison this week, minus 38 over Robert Morris. So those are his plays. My top plays will be – let's get to yours.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go ahead and go with yours first here. We've got about 40 seconds left.
Right. Let's go with my play. Hopefully I can have a winner here too. We're going to go with game 539. But I'm going to go with the first half. I'm going to go with the Clippers over the Grizzlies. It's probably 7.5 game, but kind of a revenge situation. The Clippers embarrassed last night. We'll talk about that game a little bit more further in the aisle because I have some data. I have some stats. I had to text the stat man, Rain Man, JVT, the senior NBA analyst, and I got down to the bottom of what's up with this Clippers defense.
We're going to break down the Clippers in the final segment today. We'll get to my top plays next and more NFL news. Stay tuned.
Welcome back in. I'm Danielle Avari here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're on top of all the sports on today's schedule to help you become a sharper bettor for every game on the board. We're not just about picks and predictions, even though we are about to give you our top plays. We like to give you the analysis and insights you need to become a smarter bettor on every sport. And right now, for only $50, you can put our experts to work for you all the way through the College Hoops Finals. You get everything we offer, including our members-only Daily Best Bet email, Point Spread Weekly Guides with up-to-date power rankings, the upcoming Bracket Betting Guide, and of course, all access to vsin.com. Sign up today to get everything we offer through the end of the College Hoops Tournament for only $50 at vsin.com/subscribe. Now back to your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Aaron Ritting.
Jimmy Vaccaro jumped in studio here, so he's got some news we're going to get to here in a minute. Also, let's get to top plays and wrap that up. I've got one in college basketball for tonight. It's going to be the Purdue-Penn State game. Taking Purdue plus 1.5 at Penn State, 8:53 on the rotation. We'll talk about that a little bit more next segment. Two college hoops for tomorrow. Circa Open Wisconsin minus 2. That number's on the way up. 628 play Wisconsin minus 3 over Illinois, and 673 Boise State plus 6 over San Diego State in the second of the back-to-back. Brutal beat last night if you played Boise State plus 6.5 or 7.
Bad as it gets.
Yeah, Broncos lucky to force overtime, get the OT, and get outscored 12-3, 78-63. Overtime is where dogs go to die. 2-1 for me the last 2 days with Arkansas winner, Michigan State winner, but a loser yesterday. A really poor play on Utah in the Pac-12. Jimmy, you put up two props today on college hoops.
Chris,
we got them right
here.
And Chris put them up, and we got the line adjustments. So it's the first prop is Baylor, Gonzaga, Villanova versus the field. It opened minus 110 both ways. What do you have now?
$1.50. And
on the field?
At $2,000 a whack, you know.
You have $1.50 on the three teams. Is that right?
Yeah, you got the sheet. I don't, so I get a little confused.
Hand it over to him.
So basically, that's what you said. Put it this way. Chris put up some decent props. When you know that the props are decent and they're fair is when you get a lot of early play. You know, we take $2,000, which is a fair bet, but we've taken, I think Chris said, about eight $2,000 bets so far, and a lot of little junk. And like I said, with the three teams listed, we actually had money on the three teams listed up from pick to $1.50. Then the other one, when I first looked at it, and Chris, he kind of liked it more than I did. I didn't think the Big Ten field would do that much business, but we opened field to $1.60, and we're up to $1.85 there. And something was interesting, and we talk about it quite often, on how big March Madness is, what it means to the casino and the sports books, and obviously because once you get through March Madness, I mean, you try to have a big weekend because there's nothing much going on after that. So, but Chris had 85,000 people on his Twixter site who went for the views already. It's only been up for 2 hours, which shows you the strength of this March Madness.
It shows you the strength of Chris Andrews, too.
Yes, it does.
Because people want to see what he put up.
Absolutely.
And Jimmy Vaccaro, you guys are both a big hit on Twixter. let's once again recap the adjustments on the props you put up today. So it's Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova versus the field. And now the three teams, Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova, minus 150.
Right. You have any feel? What would you see if you saw that?
I've already got Villanova at 20-1. I've got Michigan at 30-1, too. The one thing when I looked at your second prop there, the Big Ten against the field, I thought the field was too low at minus 160. I would have laid the 160. Okay. What's that up to now? 185?
85. Aaron, what about you?
I think it's great that you put these up, Jimmy. And, you know, it makes sense, you know, to put these up and see kind of play because, you know, the public would like to bet something like this because you have action on just about every game. If you've got the field, you got every team. You just like betting a parlay. Why do people like to bet parlay? Well, they like to bet a little to win a lot, but at the same time, they're in action on a lot of different games.
You hit it like what? And you put up the fair straddles on these things, and people, yes, you have a bet for maybe 15 days, you know. Right. It starts with one thing and ends up with another. Anytime you do that, and like from someone like me who's been around this racket my whole life, is like when you see that much early action on something, you know that you've done something that was good and it was fair, and it carries on. Mm-hmm. And what people will see from it is it's like, you know, well, let me give that South Point another look because they put up something here. It was, you know, not different. They were the only joint to put up the prop, but they put up the fair ones. You do more business, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love that you put those up. And Vinny Maiulo has been talking about it for 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. So you got that up today. And fire away at the South Point or on the app if you want to bet those NCAA basketball champion props. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, before we get to what's really important, which is your dating life, we saw this story today about Vegas is seeing a surge of Jets futures bets. That was in the Review Journal. Apparently, ESPN Daily Wager said there were two bets on the Jets, like Caesars William Hill for $5,000 apiece on to win the AFC and on the Super Bowl. Is that headline sensationalized? You're not seeing a rush of people running to the window to bet the Jets?
I wouldn't say a rush, but obviously with William Hill and Caesars being Nicky, and I'm sure Nicky doesn't turn down any bets. So I would take a guess that right now, you know, the biggest bets on any prop like that would be coming from Caesars, which is run by William Hill. Us, the kids always like leave a little note on my desk if they taken something big, or naturally I talk to Chris just about every second of the day, and they haven't brought anything up, so right now we might be a bypass.
Those bets are being made in anticipation that the Jets might trade for Deshaun Watson, who wants out of Houston.
Well, I don't know. Watson will be a great addition, but like he ain't gonna win the Super Bowls. You know, I think they're betting on the 1969 Jets. I think that's right. The only thing that's happening there, kid.
All right, kid. How's your dating life going? It's hot, isn't it?
I'm a stud.
She can't get enough.
I mean, this
she?
Tomato's like all over me. What can I tell you?
How many times you been out now with her?
Three. Yeah.
Got another one this weekend?
Why not? Don't waste any time, humans.
Where have you taken her the first three? The first time was Samstown.
Samstown, and then the M. Nice restaurant at the M, Marinelli's.
I've been there. It's outstanding.
Yeah, it really, really is.
That's kind of a step up from Samstown.
Yeah,
date number one to date number two.
Well, you got to take the boy out of Trafford every now and then. You know.
Where was date number three?
No. Where did we go for number three? It was so good, I forget.
Oh, I think you went to Michael's. Did you go to Michael's?
And I went and told Michael Gonabai, I said, I beat your brains in. I went to Michael's.
You keep going up the ladder,
yeah,
Jimmy, so I don't know what you're going to do now for the fourth day.
McDonald's.
You went up the ladder fast from San Antonio to Michael's.
I'm 75. I can't go slow, kid. Jeez, help me out.
So at Michael's, you just used the stamp, and it's a free dinner for
Bingo,
you, right?
Bingo, bango, bank. The bill was $400.
That's it? That's
and I showed bad. Michael the...
All right. I think he can handle that.
I think so, kid. You want to keep it just in case you want to...
Yeah, we'll keep it. Thanks.
All right.
We'll talk to you again Monday. Have a good weekend.
You guys too.
Take care, Jimmy.
All right, that's Jimmy Vaccaro, South Point Sportsbook. We're not going to get to all the NFL news we were going to talk about today. Surprise appearance by Jimmy, but that's okay. We've got the college hoops to talk about tonight and also the rest of the NBA card to run through. All that next on My Guys in the Desert.
Welcome back into the OddsTrader.com studio. Make sure you check out OddsTrader.com and download the free OddsTrader app right now so you can start winning with the up-to-the-second info you need. Now back to your hosts, Matt Humans and Aaron Renning.
All right, talk a little bit about the NFL quarterback carousel because there's been news coming out the past couple days that Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle. We know Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. Mm-hmm. He has said he's not going to play for the Texans, and I don't blame him. The front office is a complete mess. Texans are not going to win a Super Bowl anytime soon with Watson. So he wants out. He wants to make his call. He wants traded. And teams have called to make trade offers for Deshaun Watson, according to this report from Pro Football Talk. But the Texans won't talk. I think they haven't talked because they don't have to now. It's closer to the draft.
I don't know if I would give them that the benefit of the doubt, Matt.
You think they're just clueless?
Yeah, I think they are. And you know, you hit this right. I mean, they're not going to win anything with the Deshaun Watson over the next 3 to 5 years because you don't have any draft capital. You don't have anywhere to go at this point. So, I mean, I think that's the biggest – you know, the biggest issue is whoever is going to pull this trade off or take trade offers probably doesn't know what they're doing as well. And you have a lot of guys that are probably trying to pull on strings in that front office. But with that said, yeah, I mean, to me, you make the trade, you could take the highest bidder, you do it before the draft because you have to have a full-on rebuild here.
Yeah, and that's what I've said all along. If he wants out, if he doesn't want to play for you, as the Texans, you have to trade and give as much as you possibly can, rebuild. But you were talking about the key, too. Nick Caserio is a new GM. That front office has been a mess. You can't blow this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get as much as you can, and you have to make the most of what you get.
Correct.
And not blow those draft picks or whatever you get in return for Deshaun Watson. If you're going to trade a franchise quarterback, you better make it a good deal and make the most of the assets you get in the trade. Let's listen to Marcus Spears of ESPN talking about why the Texans need to move on.
It's simple for me, man. Listen, it's just like relationships. When my boys used to hit me up, I hit them up. The bottom line is, she don't want you no more. bro. Stop sending flowers. Stop calling. Stop telling her friends how much you miss her and all of that. She does not want you anymore. Move on. Time to go. Houston, take on that approach. Get all you can get in a trade package for Deshaun Watson. Us going up and down, back and forth about what the Houston Texans are doing, and they holding court, and they don't want to move and don't budge. They not answering the phone. All of that is fine. Deshaun has done what I asked Russell Wilson to do. He said, I'm done here. She don't want you anymore.
I love that commentary by Marcus Spears on ESPN. Deshaun Watson does not want to be with the Texans anymore. They're going to have to
put
move
it well.
On.
Put it well.
Have you ever been in that position where you sent a girl flowers, you called, you told her friends how much you miss her? You ever been there?
I don't think there's too many guys that haven't been in that position, unfortunately, Matt.
A girl from New Orleans? Were you like that with her?
No, okay. Definitely not. I've grown a little bit wiser, I think, in my years, Matt.
Anyway, that's going to be, if not the biggest story of the offseason, one of the biggest. And then it's going to be a wild NFL offseason.
It really
is. It already
because,
has been. Really.
You know, you throw Russell Wilson into the fold now, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, how fast do you go here with the Texans? Because there's a lot of other stuff that could happen as well. You know, like Chicago Bears, if somehow something happens where they get Russell Wilson, well, they're not in the market for Deshaun Watson anymore.
And we've already seen major moves with Matthew Stafford going to the Rams, Jared Goff going to Detroit, and Carson Wentz going to the Colts, and a lot more to happen in the NFL. All right, let's get to college hoops tonight. I said I've got Purdue plus 1.5 at Penn State. Not thrilled about the Purdue side in this game, but if I know six of the sharpest college hoops bettors I know, three of them are on Purdue tonight. They really like that side. And it is a better scheduling spot for Purdue, which has essentially been off for the week. Purdue won at Nebraska last Saturday. Since then, Nittany Lions played road games at Iowa and Nebraska and coming back home here. So it's a better scheduling spot for the road dog. And Travion Williams has been a beast in the low post for Purdue. And it's going to be a young team that's probably going to be a top five team in the nation next year. You're really seeing this team get better. So we'll play that. And a couple of the openers at Circa, Wisconsin minus 3 over Illinois for tomorrow, and Boise State plus 6 over San Diego State. But check out the openers at Circa Sports. Also for tonight, there is a good one in the Mountain West. That Boise-San Diego State game's tomorrow. Nevada and Utah State tonight. And you can grab 9 with Nevada right now. Greg Hoops Peterson on his overnight plays on the VSIN email is on Nevada plus 8 against Utah State. And Hoops has been on a pretty good run on our college hoops recently. Hopefully we'll get him on the show next week as we start doing a hell of a lot more college basketball. We already do a lot, but we're going to do a lot more starting Monday on March Madness. Monday is March 1st. We've got a lot more to get through in the NBA tonight. I want to throw up this tweet from Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated from 3 years ago. This is from Freezing Cold Takes on Twitter. You are the GM of an expansion team. You have your choice of any NBA player or Brad Stevens. Who would you choose? And 3 years ago, the player won 66% of the votes. There were over 20,000 votes on this. It looks like a pretty dumb question now, and actually then I think it was a pretty dumb question because you would have to take a player.
I think it would be, 99-1 if they posed that today with very few hardheads not going against Stevens. But that's what it is. It's a players' league. It's a make-or-miss league. If you don't have the players, look at the Lakers with LeBron James. He goes, completely turns around that franchise.
Mm-hmm. Phil Jackson's not winning without players. Nobody, great coach is
not in the NBA.
Winning without players in the NBA. All right, let's finish the NBA rotation. And from ESPN Stats and Info, since the start of last season, there have been 3 instances of an 8-point favorite losing by 25 or more points. All 3 losses are by the Clippers. The Clips aren't laying that many points tonight. They are 7.5-point favorites at Memphis, total of 224.
Yeah, I mean, the complete beatdown for the Clippers last night. And again, exactly what the issue is. Matt, I've been disappointed greatly by this defense. I've been waiting for them to turn it on all season long. They're still rated as a below-average defense. Patrick Beverley, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Nick Batum, Serge Ibaka. That sounds like a pretty good defensive starting lineup, doesn't it? All those guys are capable of being plus defenders. So I had to reach out to JVT, the senior NBA analyst, and boy, he came back with a lot of numbers for me, Matt. The Clippers actually, with Kawhi and Paul George on the floor, a defensive rating of 107. When those guys are off the floor, almost 120. That's a massive difference for those guys. The net rating when those two superstars are on the court, plus 20 when they're off, almost minus 5. Well, they hope to be both on the court here tonight. I do look here towards the Clippers. I have a bet on the Clippers. Kind of bet them across the board in this game, first quarter, first half, and the game, Matt, because you would think, you know, getting beat by 25 by Memphis, they'd come back, play very well here tonight. Last night, the Grizzlies, 72 points in the paint, the eighth most allowed in the NBA this season. You know, I don't know, sometimes you think this Clippers team's a little bit soft, you know, inside, especially for this team. But Coach Lou, after the game, said, my biggest concern right now is getting better defensively. They should have their full assortment of players here tonight. So I would look for the Clippers to strike back and play well.
All right, JVT's got no shortage of numbers. That's for sure.
I knew the guy to contact. He's like Rain Man. He's got more. He's got all those numbers up in his head. It's great. And sometimes you can have too many numbers as a handicapper, Matt. I try to keep things pretty simple. But again, there's so much out there right now, data in any sport that you're handicapping.
All right, quick thoughts on these games as we wrap it up. We've talked about a couple of these games a little bit already. Jazz at Miami, and Jazz laying 6, total of 220.5.
Yeah, it sounds like Adebayo is still questionable. Tyler Hero is not going to play. Matt, you need shooting. I think the big key here against Utah, the Jazz, you have to have shooting. We saw the Lakers certainly did not have that the other night. Hard to score at the rim against this team and Rudy Gobert. So, and to keep up with their shooting, remember, this team's going to take as many three-point shots as any. Miami hot and cold with how they do that. Obviously, they're going to miss Hero, but have Robinson, Dragic back in the fold. Looking forward to watching this game. I will not be betting this game.
Okay, how about Atlanta and OKC and the Hawks laying 5 or 5.5, total of 227?
I do have a bet on this game. I actually took a bad number. I bet this game under the total earlier. It's continued to go up. Now, a lot of that here deals with the Atlanta Hawks, who had been an under team throughout the course of the early portion of the season, but the defense has wilted a bit. The offense has gotten better, but if you kept an eye on this Thunder team, they are a little bit more who I thought they were to start the season. They haven't played at a very high pace here. The defense has been adequate for a team that's not all that good. Right now they're having a hard time making shots as well. So I saw this as high as 228, 228.5. Recommended under. Also, would lean towards the Thunder here plus the points.
All right, we have not talked about Charlotte Golden State yet. Warriors minus 6, and the total is 234.5 at Circa right now.
Tell you what, Matt, I don't bet 50, 100, 200, 500, even $1,000 last week. I had a big bet on these two teams met last Saturday. Had a massive bet, Hornets-Warriors over the total. Also bet the Warriors in that game. But a minute into the game, I threw it on, and the announcer, where's Steph Curry at? Nowhere to be found. One of the craziest scratches that you'll ever find, but it cost me a small fortune last Saturday night. Not much went right. We've seen this game get bet over the total. You could this one was 231, 232 in the overnights. Not sold. I did not bet this one over the total. The Warriors changed a little bit. They get Looney back, Wiseman back. The best NBA defensive team the last 15 games of the NBA season, the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
It sounds like Zeller's going to be out, so that's not probably good for their offense. So I stayed away on this one over the total team.
All right, quick thoughts. Wrap it up with Blazers-Lakers with LA minus 5, 222.
Yeah, no bet. I mean, you kind of hoping the door open for the Lakers to come back off an embarrassing loss here in LeBron James. So we'll see if it happens tonight.
All right, that wraps up the show for today. Thanks to Chris Spatola, Robert Walker, Jimmy V, Aaron Renning. My Guys in the Desert is done. Have a winning weekend. Up next on VSiN, Danny Burke of Rush Hour.